the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Georgia pecan, corn, hay, peanut, oat, and wheat producers are set to harvest significantly larger crops in 2020 than they did in 2019. According to the October crop production report from the USDA's National Ag Statistics Service, NASS forecasts Georgia pecan production in 2020 at 125 million pounds, an increase of 71% from 2019. If realized, this would be the state's largest crop since 2007. Go to GFB.org to find out how other crops are doing. The USDA has filed an administrative complaint alleging Miami-based Florida Cool Cargo has violated the Perishable Agricultural Commodities Act. According to thepacker.com, Florida Cool Cargo allegedly failed to pay five produce sellers over $115,000 from May to July 2019, according to the USDA Agricultural Marketing Service. The company can request a hearing, but if the USDA finds Florida Cool Cargo violated the PACA, it can bar the company from operating in the industry for 3 years. Another dry winter in the Southwest and a wetter than normal winter in the North could be on the way as the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's winter forecast calls for a strengthening La Nina. AgWeb.com reports southwestern states look to carry on their drier than normal trend, but cooler and wetter weather is expected from the Pacific Northwest across the northern states. Northern Florida into South Georgia could see drought conditions develop. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.